You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. So be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have a lot going on, like we do every week, it seems. But this is the end of 2017, and we have a massive super full moon with a lot of energy happening on the 1st of January, which is very notable. And then we also have Uranus stationing direct, which is the day after. And then there's a bunch of, you know, it's a really interesting, I'm going to actually do the forecast from basically the 27th of December to the 7th of January. So I won't be doing one next week. So if you want to check back on the 8th or 9th, then you should have for that week, upcoming week too. So for now, I'm going to cover all the way up till the 7th. So starting on the 27th, there is a lovely, and this one, because it's, we'll feel it for a while for sure. There's a trine between Neptune and Mars that is very magical, and Neptune is like, you know, our connection to the cosmos and our deep intuitive knowing that there's more than meets the eye. It's a very magical, mystical kind of shimmery energy, and it's connecting with Mars, which is like the oomph in a positive way. So there's it's a Scorpio energy as well. So there's a real Scorpio Pisces. There's a very emotional, intuitive, sort of like a dreamy quality of connection. Maybe even having, you might have prophetic dreams or dreams of, you know, passed on loved ones who are trying to communicate with you. So there's a very like thin veil between this earth reality and the other dimensions, the other realities that we're a part of that we don't normally witness. So it's good if you can, I guess, just be present and witness what's going on around you. Or even, you know, you probably don't even have to have, like, in your dream state, unless you're guiding your own dreams, they just happen, right? You're not planning them. So just be open and receptive to what's going on in the 27th, 28th. There's a lot of energy. The moon is making contact with Saturn, Venus, the Sun, Neptune, and Mars all that day with the moon in Taurus. So even though the moon in Taurus is quite a laid back, you know, doesn't really want to rock the boat, likes things to be predictable and methodical and comfortably the same, with all the action that the moon is having hitting the different planets, it's probably going to be kind of a day of ups and downs and different emotional interactions with people or emotional feelings that you go through. So a moody day, that would be a good way to describe it. So make sure that you are taking care of you. And because the moon is in Taurus, it would be really great if you were careful to nourish yourself with healthy foods and maybe stews and try to like recover over what was probably very busy holidays. So if you do take care of yourself with like root vegetables and things that ground you, that will probably come a long way to keeping you from getting sick or burnt out, which would suck for the rest of the holidays. So the full moon is on January 1st, and it's in Cancer. And there's a whole lot of planetary connections with it. Like the moon will be in opposition to Saturn. It will be in opposition to Venus. It will be in opposition to the Sun, all in Capricorn. And then there'll be, like, the day ends off with a trine, a lovely trine between Neptune and Mars, which, again, is a very sort of mystical, magical. It's giving energy or giving oomph to kind of the magical, mystical realms that we might not be consciously aware of all the time. So it's finally focusing us on maybe the reality of synchronicity or prophetic dreams or just using your own intuition or even your own ability to channel or to give information to other people that they might need that comes through you. So it's even though it's a difficult, it's kind of like a push-pull day where all this Capricorn energy is trying to achieve something, because Capricorn is always trying to achieve and lay a solid foundation and thinking of the future and the legacy, and you've got to work. And if you're not working, then what's the point? Because productivity is like, you know, so very important to Capricorn energy. But then the Saturn energy where the moon is, or the Cancer energy where the moon, full moon is, very much wants like nurturing and protection and to be at home, like fluffing up the nest and taking care of loved ones and making, you know, pots of soup and trying to make everybody feel cozy and comfortable and part of a family. And so the energy, they're both the boss too. They're both cardinal signs. So they can be very like in opposition with each other because they have different like, you know, purposes. Cancer wants there to be this cozy home, and Capricorn is like, I got to get out there and earn the money and make a living and get this cozy home paid for. So it's kind of, you know, if you put them together, they're a great team. And Cancer is very, you know, security and wealth conscious as well. So, you know, they both are conscious of how far money can go to make people happy and secure. So there is like, there is still, even with those two energies, the Cancer Capricorn energy, it's still like an energy of achievement in a certain way. Just kind of achieving them in different ways, achieving things in different ways. So we kind of need to learn to be soft and receptive and solid and dependable at the same time. So that day, if you get in touch with what your needs are for family and home, and also what your needs are in the outside world for accomplishing and who you are in the world and what you've come to do and be and what you can achieve, that would be a really good use of this energy on the first. And it's the first, so everybody makes their New Year's resolutions, or do they do that on the 31st in North America? I'm not sure if, I think it's the first. Yeah, New Year's resolutions. So that actually, you know, it's the solstice energy, the winter solstice 10 days ago energy that we're really riding when we're using our energy to create the future. So this day, although again, it's a super full moon, so there is a lot of energy also for releasing situations, because the full moon, as it wanes and disappears into the new moon, it helps take away whatever we want to get rid of. So it could be that you need to say goodbye to something that was hard to say goodbye to, but this full moon will help you let it go, even addiction stuff. So cigarettes or drinking or sugar or wheat or dairy or whatever it is that you can't seem to let go of, with the full moon, now is a perfect time to set your intention to let go of that. It's very helpful that way for us. So that is a big kind of, you know, it's an energy you definitely want to tap into and be aware of, and watch how you feel. And if you have any water in your chart, you're going to be feeling for sure. I mean, even if you don't, you'll be like, if you're an Aquarius with no feelings, you'll be like, what is this? What is this odd sensation? You're going to think you're having feelings, and you probably are. So the next day, Tuesday, Uranus is stationing direct, which is like a big shift in the cosmos, especially because Uranus is the kind of like the wild card change maker that you don't see coming. Actually, in 2011, when Uranus went direct, there was the tsunami and the Fukushima nuclear meltdown in Japan. So that's the sort of like, you know, it can make itself very known and dramatic and shocking and change things in ways that you didn't see coming. So that's happening Tuesday. So be conscious of that. But there's also quite a few lovely connections between like the sun and Neptune that day. So it'll feel, you know, it's a mixed bag for sure. There's definitely good stuff going on, and then there could be shocking stuff going on as well. So just be conscious of, you know, always be conscious. That's what we're supposed to be doing here. So make sure that you're tuned in and, I don't know, take notes. It seems like taking notes makes things more real. Like you can look back and go, oh yeah, like I understood this. I got this. I knew what was going on. And also if there's, you know, if you have things happen that are unusual, like, you know, dreams about lost loved ones or, you know, write them down just to, like, especially if you're interested in astrology on more than just a passing level. I find it interesting when there's notable events. Obviously, I guess I would, since I'm an astrologer. But I always think, like, you know, the Neptune Mars the Neptune Mars trine of the 27th, my hubby had this dream that I think is very notable, and I'm going to write it down just so that I remember, okay, this dream happened when these planets were connecting. And Neptune does connect us to, you know, the other realms. So it helps to keep track of when certain significant events happened and then tie it into whatever planetary energies you're under. And it just, I don't know, gives you something to do as a human, keeps you prepared for what might be going on. I mean, I don't really know what the reason to do it is, but it definitely makes living have more, make more sense. And like, you feel like you have more of a handle on things or just understand it deeper, you know, a deeper thing that we're connected to, which astrology very much is. So on the 3rd, that is a beautiful sextile between Neptune and Venus. So, and with the moon in Leo, it could be a very romantic day, like very romantic, where you're like, I'm in love, I've fallen in love, whatever it might be. You might fall in love with, you know, your Christmas tree lights or someone new or something that you value will be right in front of you and you'll realize how much you love it. And of course, with the Leo energy, it's very dramatic. So it could be romantic, a grand romantic gesture would be good for that day, especially if you want to let someone know how much you love them. That would be a really good day to do it on the 3rd of January. So, and then we've got like a pretty, you know, the rest of the week up until the weekend is not overly busy. Things slow down a little bit. But then Friday the 5th, I'm actually doing a talk. If you're interested, I'll leave notes for you in the show notes about where that is and when that is if you're in the Vancouver area. I'm going to do a little talk at the Astrologer's Den on the year ahead, 2018. So if you're interested in that, check it out. I will leave notes. But the moon will go into Virgo that day, which I think, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that that will be a good day to give a talk, because Virgo is very good at the details and at all of the little, you know, all the things you don't want to miss, Virgo catches, which is why it's always great to have a Virgo in your life somewhere. If you're lucky, enough to love a Virgo, they will be there to do so much helpful things that you just wouldn't have thought of yourself. It's awesome. So on the 6th is when the day gets busy, still in Virgo, but the moon is literally making contact with every single planet, almost every single planet. So we start off the day with it trining Venus, then the sun, then sextiling Mars and Jupiter, then trining Neptune, then Mercury will be in a nice trine with Uranus. And then this is also big news, Mars will conjoin with Jupiter. So it's a good day. There's a lot going on that day. It's in like probably busy, like you're going to feel really good. Your emotions will be really good. And then with Jupiter conjoining Mars and Mars conjoining Jupiter, it's in Scorpio. So there's a level of, I think that there would be a really good opportunity for healing on this day, for healing and getting down to the bottom of, like, you know, a problem that's been nagging or just sort of a chronic thing that you've just learned to put up with. This is the sort of day that if you focused your energy on what you need to heal, especially issues around money and power and any sort of reproductive or fertility issues that you might have, there's a lot of power in Scorpio to heal. Scorpio is a very healing energy. And with Mars and Jupiter just joined in that space in the sky, and Jupiter's lucky, like, you know, it can bring us blessings and good things. So I'm just checking right now where exactly the degree is. So it's at 17 degrees Scorpio, 18 degrees Scorpio. So that the conjunction is happening, which is, again, it's a very, a good time to heal. So if you do have any nagging issues or issues around kind of Scorpio stuff, you know, and if, like, let's say you're not able to let go of someone or you're, you know, feeling jealous, like the negative Scorpio, you're being obsessive about something, you can kind of request to unlock yourself from that pattern. And again, it could fire up those sorts of issues as well, where you become very conscious of it. Scorpio's energy is the sort of energy that will focus on something in what may seem an obsessed fashion until the problem is solved. So it's not very good at sitting on things or stuffing it. Usually what happens is until this problem is sorted out, you will focus on nothing but that problem. So that's why I think it would be good for healing. So if you have something you want to heal, like, you know, even in your first chakra, like lower back issues or bladder issues or any sort of issues in that area of your body will be very helped with this energy. And then also just if the truth needs to be known, sometimes just acknowledging the truth or finding the truth of things will release the energy and things will clear up. So that day, I think it's a good day and it's going to be a busy day this weekend on the 6th. And you should, you know, it's hard to say like what kind of energy you might want to, like, probably cleaning your house would be like if you stayed home and like did an overhaul on your environment and like feng shui'd every corner. That would be really productive energy to use for this because you'll be able to see every little, you know, if our environments are where our energy is and if there's good flow in those environments, life is better for us. So with Virgo there, Virgo loves to organize and clean. You're going to have like, it's like having superpowers, like X-ray vision. So you could really put your whole environment in an entirely different, a different flow. Like put it in a whole different timeline just by the feng shui ability you would have on this day. So that is it. I'm going to be back on the 8th. I will be back with the forecast for the 8th to the 14th. And I hope you've had a really lovely holiday season and that you make wonderful use of this full moon and the first week of January, because there is a lot of good stuff going on that week. So take care, many blessings, and Happy New Year. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you for listening.